I'm Bob McIntyre. A streamlined federal cabinet has been sworn in at Rideau Hall in Ottawa. Prime Minister Carney's inner circle is made up of 28 ministers and 10 secretaries of state. From the previous cabinet, Anita Anand moves into foreign affairs from the industry ministry. Melanie Joly takes over industry in a swap with Anand. David McGuinty assumes the post at National Defense after serving as public safety minister. Among newcomers is Evan Solomon. The former broadcaster heads the brand new Department of Artificial Intelligence and Digital Innovation. He's a rookie MP for the Toronto riding formerly held by Liberal and former broadcaster Marcy Ian. More provincial budget details are emerging ahead of Thursday, with Premier Doug Ford saying the focus continues to be on putting more money back into the pockets of Ontarians. That includes making the temporary gas and fuel tax cut permanent.
Saving households on an average of about $115 per year going forward, that builds on the $1.7 billion our government has saved families since the temporary gas and fuel tax cuts were first introduced in July of 2022.
When the fiscal plan passes, the provincial tax rate will be 9 cents a litre permanently. Ford says the budget also calls for tolls to be removed from the provincially owned Highway 407 east of Pickering. The neighbor-to-neighbor thrift store in Cochrane has closed its outdoor donation bin effective Sunday. A social media post says theft, including scavenging for electronics, has been an ongoing problem. It's also created a mess. Safety concerns have escalated with drug use in the area and the presence of sharp objects. The donation bin is now used exclusively for larger household items, such as working washers, dryers, and stoves. Pickup service is not available. Most Canadians are unaware of eye health until they start to lose it as they get older. During Vision Health Month in May, Timmins ophthalmologist Dr. Alejandro Oliver says cataracts, glaucoma, and macular degeneration are the most common age-related eye diseases.
But especially here in the north, we see a lot of diabetes and diseases of circulation because a lot of our population smoke and have high blood pressure or diabetes.
Dr. Oliver says if you take care of your body, it takes care of your eyes. He says your eyes are a reflection of your general health.